Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. Today is somewhat of a special episode, as we'll have more than one fic to read. This is all going to be fixed by Falling Like This, who is a member of the Podfic Pals, and since her birthday is coming up, we decided that it would be a nice idea for the three of us to all read a fic from the ones that she's posted to AO3. So I will be reading the fic From the Depths, Emu will be reading the fic Heart for Effort, and Evie will read the fic Still Somehow You're Perfect Now. I hope you have a great time, and Tabby, happy birthday. So today I will be reading From the Depths by Falling Like This. This fic is 2.7k long. It is rated teen and up, and it is Niall Horan and Liam Payne friendship. Some of the tags are friendship, sea creature Liam, hurt comfort, fluff, loneliness, swimming, mentions of an abusive ex, found family, and no romance. The summary is, when a new resident moves to town, the creature in the lake is curious. They both may be just what the other needs. There's a man sitting at the edge of the small dock going into Misty Lake. His feet dangle over the ledge, ankles sunk into the water, drawing attention from its depths. He must not have heard the stories they tell, the tales of people being grabbed and pulled under, lucky to make it out alive. He must not have heard about the creature that lives in the lake. Something moves closer to him, dark, solitary, only curious, really, to see if this human is like all the others. Will he scare? Will he see something he cannot explain and run to tell his own tales? The man looks down into the water, eyes going wide at what he finds staring back at him, feet slipping on the planks as he tries to push himself farther back onto the dock. He slips trying to get up and falls into the water, thrashing in fear to get away from the creature hidden beneath the surface. Even knowing that the human will fight and claw to get away from him, the creature grips onto him anyway, grasping his waist with webbed hands and lifting the man up so that he can climb back onto the dock. Thanks, the man says automatically, resting there as he tries to catch his breath. The creature knows he probably didn't mean it, but it's the first time anyone has thanked him for saving them, so he doesn't slink away like he normally would. He waits, watching the man, wondering if, and hoping, that he'll say more. The man turns after a moment, looking back at him. His eyes take in the creature's scales, a pearly green in the sun, and the three fins on his head. His eyes, big and brown, but dark enough to appear black. The man rolls over to sit the way he was before, lifting his feet out of the water, though, cautious this time now that he knows he's not alone. "Sorry," I freaked. "Wasn't really expecting anyone to be looking back at me from the water," he says, studying the creature thoughtfully. "Do you speak?" "Yes," the creature answers without explanation. The man did not ask how he learned. "Awesome!" The man gives a short laugh and a smile. "I'm Niall." "Niall?" the creature repeats, still distracted by the smile on the human's face. Humans don't usually smile at him. "My name," the man clarifies. "My name is Niall. What's yours?" "Creature," the creature answers, telling Niall the only name he's known for a very long time. Well, the only one he can stomach. Monster is a much more painful name to bear. "Really?" Niall seems bothered by that name. "That's what you call yourself?" "It's what humans call me." "Hmm." Niall hums, something careful about the way he looks at the creature. "Maybe we'll have to find something nicer to call you."
"We will?"
The creature is unused to the concept of we. He's heard it before, but he's never been included in it. Niall laughs again. "We will, if you want." He stands up, shaking out his hair before looking down at the creature again. "I should go. I have some moving in to do, and I need to find something dry to change into first. Will you be here tomorrow? Maybe we can talk more then."
"I'm always here."
Niall nods, studying him again. "See you tomorrow, then." The creature waits near the dock for Niall to return, sinking down as far as he can into the shallowest part of the lake to hide. There's a gnawing sense of fear lingering in his chest as he waits, uncertain whether he can trust Niall's friendliness.
No one has been friendly to him before, not here in the lake. But no one has ever talked to him like Niall did either, like he's an equal, even if he's different. So he waits. It's been lonely in the lake. The fish don't talk to him, and the humans that used to visit fear him. It was nice talking to Niall, to feel connected to something. When he sees Niall walking up to the dock from a little cabin at the edge of the lake, he pops up eagerly, wanting Niall to know he's there. Hey! Niall smiles, waving with one hand while he carries a book in the other. Didn't know if you'd be here right away. I was prepared to wait, he says, lifting up his book. The creature knows what a book is, but he doesn't know how it works. The little squiggles on it make no sense to him. He doesn't say so to Niall. I'm here, he responds instead. I can see that, Niall chuckles, sitting down at the end of the dock. So, I was thinking about what you said yesterday, about humans calling you creature, and I was wondering, are there more of you, I mean, beings like you, out there? What do they call you? The creature shakes his head. No more like me, not in the lake. But there are somewhere? Niall asks, leaning forward in interest. Somewhere. Niall's eyes squint, face scrunching as he thinks to wonder, how did you get here all by yourself? The creature looks up at the sky, a calm, serene light blue. Storm, he answers. He still gets frightened when he sees gray overhead. Pick me up and drop me here. How long ago was that? Niall's eyes peer at him with something he doesn't recognize. A long time. Long enough to forget my own language and my name. No use for it here. No one stays long enough to ask for it. Until now, Niall reminds him, a sad smile on his face. Yes, until now. Okay. Well, I didn't want to seem presumptuous, but I brought a book of names in case you wanted to choose one. Niall holds up the book for him to see. There's a tiny human with a bald head and twinkling eyes on the front. I can stick with creature if you want. We don't usually get a say in what we're named, but I thought you might want to pick one you liked, instead of having to go by something everyone else chose for you. The creature smiles. It feels strange on his face, but good too. Yes, I'd like that. Okay! Niall grins, lifting his legs to cross them where he sits on the dock so that he can rest his elbows on them when he opens the book. Do you have a preference for feminine or masculine names, or should I just read them all? The creature doesn't really understand feminine and masculine until Niall explains them to him. But even though he thinks masculine is the description that fits him best, he doesn't really see the point in assigning names as one or the other, so he tells Niall to read all of them. Niall has to leave after a while, and they still don't have a name, but that's okay. Niall says that it may take a few days to get through the book, and the creature is happy to hear it, because that means Niall will be coming back. It's nice, feeling like he has a friend. Levi? Niall asks, lifting the book up a couple days later after one of their deep conversations. That's what Niall calls them, deep conversations. But they're really just the creature answering whatever questions Niall has for him. Today they talked about how he learned the human language, how he'd lingered under the lake for a long time, just listening and watching the humans, only rising to the surface under the cover of night until he'd worked up the courage to try and befriend one. It hadn't gone well. Every human he's ever come into contact with has run screaming from him, spreading stories in the town about the creature in the lake, how he tried to drown them, how frightening he looks. Some had tried to hunt him at first, to get rid of the monster in the lake. But after decades of chasing him and coming up empty, the humans just started avoiding the lake altogether. Every human. Until Niall. No. Lewis. The creature scrunches up his face in displeasure. No. Lex? No. Liam. The creature tilts his head. Liam, he repeats, wanting to feel the name on his tongue. Do I look like a Liam? Niall chuckles, eyes raking over the creature's face, his green scales and big dark eyes. You know, I think you do. The most spectacular Liam I've ever seen. What's spectacular? Liam asks. Yes. That will be his name. He likes it, having something that is his, that he chose for himself. Amazing? Niall suggests, trying to find a word that Liam might have heard around the lake before. Oh, I like amazing. That'll do. Liam preens, feeling playful today and proud of himself when he makes Niall laugh. "You're such a ham," Niall chuckles, dropping a leg into the water to kick some at Liam. "You're not going to try and eat me, are you?" Liam laughs, the tonality discordant and abrasive above the water. Niall just laughs harder at the sound of it. "No, thank you," he answers, his eyes watering before both of them settle down. "Do you know what it means, being called a ham? It just occurred to me you might not know the phrase the way I said it."
"Not really."
"It means..." Niall considers, trying again to find words that Liam will know. "Silly? But in a way that's meant to look silly and not accidentally silly. Usually in a way that's meant to be funny."
"I think I understand," Liam tells him seriously, before breaking into a smile. "You think I'm funny."
Niall huffs a laugh, nodding along to Liam's statement. "You, my friend, are not wrong." Liam laughs with him, feeling a little bit like he's flying at the moment. Having Niall around has made the last few days better than all of the rest of his life combined.
"Thank you," he says, holding himself close to the dock with both webbed hands.
"For what?" Niall asks, like he's done nothing of significance. On the contrary, he's given Liam so much already.
"For helping me find my own name. For being my friend."
"Thanks for being mine too," Niall says with a smile, though there's something sad about it. "You know..." He starts, but then shakes his head in dismissal.
"Never mind."
"No, please. I want to know if you want to tell me," Liam encourages. He always wants to hear what Niall has to say, but especially now. Whatever it is, it seems like something important to Niall. Niall takes a second, but ultimately continues on, a fond gleam in his eyes as he speaks. "I moved here to get away from the bad memories in my past. My ex was, let's just say, not a great person. He cut me off from all the people I cared about most, and I wanted to get as far away from him as possible when I left. And here was this perfectly good house right on a lake. It cost a lot less than I expected, so I was worried that something was wrong with it, but my gut told me to go for it." He looks at Liam thoughtfully. "I'm really glad I listened."
"Me too."
Liam's favorite days are the ones where Niall swims in the lake with him. They splash each other and chase each other around. Liam is obviously the stronger swimmer, but Niall still gives him a run for his money most days. They're in the middle of a game one day when someone yells at Niall urgently from the end of the dock. "Hey! Get out of the water! There's a sea creature in the lake!" A man calls to him in warning.
"I know!" Niall shouts back, pointing at Liam. "His name's Liam! Absolute legend he is! Saved me from drowning once!"
The man looks dumbfounded as Niall and Liam go back to playing and laughing at the look Niall's words put on the man's face. He walks away, shaking his head, and must end up telling the tale all over town because later other people appear at the lake. They watch and whisper, but don't interfere. It becomes a thing. Anytime someone sees Niall out at the lake, it draws the attention of others. One day, a couple of teenage boys dare to come closer, walking all the way to the spot where Niall sits on the dock, Liam swimming at the end of it as usual. The slightly shorter boy walks in front, his frame confident even if his eyes stay on his feet, while the taller one behind him looks ahead, pinching his lip anxiously between two fingers. Both Niall and Liam look at the boys when they stop behind Niall. "Hey," the first one says, suddenly seeming a lot shyer than he did walking down the dock, the other offering silent encouragement with a supportive hand on his back. "Would it be okay if we went swimming?" Niall looks to Liam, raising a brow with a smile of pleasant surprise. He'd confessed to Liam that he hoped by seeing their friendship other people might give Liam a chance too. It seems like it might be working.
"Sure. You don't have to ask. It's just as much your lake as it is mine," Liam answers.
"Maybe, but you live there, so we didn't want to disturb your home, you know?" The other boy drops his fingers from his lips to reply, eyes filled with sincerity as he brushes his curly hair out of his face. "Oh!" Liam feels a surge of affection for these boys. How easy it is for them to find it in themselves to be considerate of something other, a creature that they don't necessarily understand, but can still find it in themselves to respect.
"That's...
thank you!" The boys glance at each other and then back at him, smiling. "Do you want to swim with us?" the first one asks.
"Really?"
Liam checks, a little overwhelmed at the friendliness.
"That would be nice."
"You're invited too," the curly one tells Niall.
"Thanks," Niall smiles.
"Hey, what are your names?" I'm Louis, the first boy answers, wrapping his arm around the other boy's waist. And this is Harry.
Niall.
I'm Liam. It's thrilling to Liam, getting to introduce himself with his chosen name.
It's nice to meet you, Harry says.
Tag, you're it, Louis shouts, slapping Niall on the head and jumping off the dock and into the water with maniacal laughter. Harry huffs, watching Louis swim off, and shakes his head fondly. Can't take him anywhere. Niall and Liam laugh as Harry lowers himself into the water calmly, only for them to have to scatter when Niall jumps in to give chase. After that, it doesn't take long for the rest of the town to realize their mistake, that the creature they'd feared for so long had more to fear from them than the other way around. For the first time, the lake feels more like a home than a prison, and Liam knows that it's not just the lack of loneliness, now that people are coming to the lake again, or the acceptance of the town as a whole. It's Niall, and the way that he actually looked at Liam and saw him as an individual, not just a thing to be feared. It's the way he stayed and spoke to him, and didn't just run screaming. It's the way they found each other when they needed each other most and became something like family. Liam was always a creature of the sea. Others' fear made him a monster from the depths, and curiosity brought him to the surface. He doesn't know what drew him to rise from the depths of the lake that day, what pulled him toward Niall when he was so ready to give up hope of ever being seen as anything more than a monster. It was just something in his gut, he supposes, telling him to go for it. One last time. He's glad he listened. This was From the Depths by Falling Like This on Tumblr as well as AO3. I hope that you've enjoyed me reading this fic. My name is Mia, and I hope you'll stick around for the next two fics.
I'm Emu, and today I will be reading Heart for Effort by Falling Like This. It is a fic that is 2,100 words long, it's rated general audiences, and these are some of the tags. Relationship Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson, Alternate Universe High School, Gym Class, Football, Nerd Harry, Popular Louis, Insecure Harry, Harry is a Wonderful Person, and So is Louis, Crushes, and Getting Together. The summary is as follows. When Harry Styles lets his team down during gym class, resulting in everyone having to run laps, he expects the worst, but the backlash never comes. Harry's crush, Louis Tomlinson, may or may not have something to do with that. Harry Styles hates gym. He stands in a line of his peers, digging the toe of his shoe into the grass and waiting. He knows he'll be waiting a while as Calvin and Ant pick out the best teams possible for their head-to-head football match. And Harry knows that, just like always, he'll be picked last, because Harry sucks at all things sports-related, but especially football. He pushes his glasses up and glances at Louis Tomlinson as he's chosen, feeling his cheeks heat up. Louis is by far the best football player in Harry's gym class. He's always picked first for everything. He's all athletic and tan, with these strong thighs and muscular calves. He's sort of perfect, and Harry has to remind himself not to stare as Louis jogs over to join his team. The minutes tick by slowly until everyone is chosen except for Harry and Darren, the asthmatic kid. Even he gets picked before Harry, usually. Harry looks up from the divot his foot is making in the grass with his toe when he doesn't immediately hear Darren's name being called, and he sees Louis and Calvin arguing quietly. Finally, Calvin gives in with a sigh and a roll of his eyes. Styles, he calls out, making Harry's jaw drop. He stands there, not moving to join his team because, well, he couldn't have possibly heard that right, right? You gonna stand there all day, or are you going to join us, Harry? Louis asks with a smirk, and Harry's heartbeats double in time as he snaps his mouth shut. I'll join you, I guess, he answers, still not feeling too sure of himself as he walks over to join his team. Good choice, Louis says with a smile, patting Harry's shoulder when he's next to him. Harry feels his ears heat up and bites his lip as Aunt calls out Darren's name and the teams are all even. Harry tries to pay attention in the huddle. They all know he can't run, he'll trip over his own feet, so he's assigned to play goalie. After that, he spends the next few minutes trying not to dwell on his crush on his teammate. All right, let's go, Calvin claps as they break apart, running to take their positions. Harry stands there, unsure which side of the pitch he's supposed to be on. He's alone, because his teammates actually know what they're doing. Luckily, Calvin comes to his aid. Styles, he calls, pointing to the correct goal. Over there! Yeah, thanks, Harry says, nodding like he knew that. He was just waiting for his legs to start working. Harry jogs over to his goal and takes his place, hoping against hope that he can pull through for his team. The game is going fairly well. Harry has only had to defend against one shot that went too wide anyway, so at least he hasn't let his team down. Louis has been a boss on the field, stealing the ball and blocking most of the shots before they can get the ball to Harry anyway. Unfortunately, the other team actually has an amazing goalie, so Harry's team hasn't scored either, though not for lack of trying. 2 minutes, the coach calls out, and Harry already feels relief that the game is almost over and he's managed not to embarrass himself. The team that scores first doesn't have to run laps! Oh no, Harry says to himself as he sees the boy dribbling the ball his way look up at him with renewed determination. It's Darren. Of course he wouldn't want to run laps. It would be much easier on his lungs not to have to. He's not sure how, but Harry can see it even before Darren kicks the ball. He can tell which direction it's going, and he could probably easily stop it. But Harry has a crisis of conscience. Does he stop the ball and save his team from running laps, or let it in and save the kid with asthma from the same fate? In the blink of an eye, Harry has a decision to make. So he makes it. He dives toward the opposite side of the net just to make absolutely certain that he doesn't stop the ball accidentally. It makes him look like a fool, and his teammates groan and swear at him, but Harry is used to looking hopeless at sports. The coach blows his whistle and the game is over. You know what to do, he bellows, and Harry's team starts running their laps around the pitch while Ant's team sits on the bleachers and smirks, clapping Darren on the back. After the first lap, Calvin passes Harry, hissing something about how he knew he should have picked Darren for his team. Harry feels awful, but then he passes the other team and sees Darren sitting there, breathing without the help of his inhaler, and he pushes on, pretending he didn't hear Calvin's comment. After 10 laps with Harry trailing in the back, the coach blows his whistle again. All right, hit the showers, the coach yells, and everyone moves to obey. A few people send dirty looks Harry's way, and he hunches in on himself, feeling bad about letting his team down. He walks slowly behind the others, making it to the locker room when half of his class is already in the showers. Harry heads to his locker to grab his towel and finds none other than Louis Tomlinson leaning against it, playing with his phone as he waits. Oh, Harry says involuntarily, freezing in place a few steps away. He figured he was going to get shit for causing his team to run laps, but he didn't think the boy he had a crush on would be leading the charge. Harry, hi! Louis smiles, standing up straight when he sees Harry standing there. Harry says, unsure of what to do. Why is Louis smiling at him like that? Hi? Louis' smile fades a little and he looks concerned. Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, I guess, Harry answers, not moving closer. He's certain this must be some cruel prank from his teammates. Use Louis to draw him in and then shove him into a locker or something. Louis stares expectantly, finally speaking when it's obvious Harry is staying where he is. It would be more private if you'd come closer. Oh, Harry swallows, knowing he can't deny a request like that. Not from Louis. Okay. Louis smiles again when Harry closes the distance, and as hard as he's looking, Harry can't see any malice in it. Look, Louis starts quietly when Harry is right beside him. I know what you did out there for Darren. It couldn't have been easy taking the blame for missing that shot, but I think it was pretty heroic. Harry looks around and sees Darren at his locker, half-dressed from his shower and still getting pats on the back from his teammates as he pulls on his shirt. Darren has a smile on his face and he's probably never been in a position to feel appreciated like that in gym class before. Harry hasn't either, and he's not going to risk ruining it for Darren. He's prepared to have half his gym class hate him for a little while. I don't know what you're talking about, he says when he turns back to Louis, looking at his shoes instead of his face. I just really suck at football, that's all. Louis stands there silently for another 15 seconds, and Harry can feel Louis' gaze on him, but he refuses to look up at the other boy. It's killing him, but he thinks having such a close-up view of Louis probably isn't good for his heart anyway. All right, if you say so, Louis gives in, sounding like he doesn't believe Harry for a second. He reaches out and squeezes Harry's bicep as he passes, and Harry feels his heart clench right along with it. Harry takes a second to breathe and then gets his towel. If he doesn't hurry, he won't have time for a shower before the bell rings. Harry Styles still hates gym class. Only a week has passed, and he's not looking forward to the reminders of his failure from the week before that he's sure Calvin and the others are going to throw at him. Except when Harry walks into the locker room to change for class, no one says anything. No one even looks at him. Harry shrugs to himself and moves to his locker. The silent treatment is better than insults, he supposes. Hey, Harry, Louis says, clapping Harry on the shoulder as he passes, already dressed in his gym clothes. Harry stares after him as he walks out the door. Okay, so maybe he's not getting the silent treatment? Hey, H, Niall Horan says as he follows Louis out. Harry stands there, bewildered with his gym shirt in his hands. Niall Horan is one of those popular kids that Harry didn't even think knew his name. It happens a few more times as Harry is getting dressed, and he's seriously not sure what's going on now. None of these people usually talk to him. He walks out to join his class, pushing up his glasses as he goes and hoping for the best. This week's form of torture, the coach announces once all of his charges are in front of him. Football again! Harry groans internally. Seriously, you'd think football was the only sport that existed the way they played it all the time. Team captains, Tomlinson, Horan. Harry sees Louie and Niall exchange a look as they take their places in front of everyone. He ducks his head and waits to be chosen last again. Harry, a soft, raspy voice calls out, and Harry's head snaps back up, wondering why Louie's calling him. Is he standing in the way of the person Louie wants to call first? He peers behind himself, and when he sees no one there, he looks back at Louie, confused. Do you want to join me on my team, Harry? Louie is smiling at him, looking hopelessly endeared, and Harry doesn't think anyone's ever looked at him that way before. Oh, yeah, sorry, Harry answers a bit too enthusiastically, probably, as he hurries to stand next to Louie. He barely hears Niall call out pain as Louie leans into his space, placing a hand on the small of his back as he whispers, glad to have you. Harry has to physically bite his lip to keep from replying, you can have me any time you want. It's a struggle, but he keeps it in, meeping out a squeaky thank you before Louie calls out the next member of his team. Darren. Louie's next choice is Darren, and Harry knows what he's doing. He's picking all the people who get picked last first. Harry thinks he might want to kiss him, very badly, right now. But that's not exactly unusual. Harry tries to clear his head and pay attention. He's got to hold it together so that he can make Louie proud. Louie puts Harry in goal again, leading him to the right one so that there's no confusion like last time. In a brief moment of insanity, Harry grabs Louie's wrist before he can leave. Thank you, he says, for picking me first. I know you were just trying to be nice. Letting the kids that get picked last feel special for once. It means a lot to me. You're a lovely person, Louie. Louie smiles, eyes flicking down to Harry's hand as he lets go of Louie's wrist. The way I see it, letting the kid with asthma win so that he doesn't have to run laps makes you a pretty lovely person too, Harry. The other guys think so too. They'll keep your secret. Harry ducks his head. Of course, Louie would see through his lies. Harry's always been pretty transparent when it comes to Louie. No wonder people are still talking to him. Louie told them what he'd done. It was sweet of him to make sure they wouldn't tell Darren. And I didn't pick you just to be nice, Louie says, brushing his hand against the side of Harry's hand, letting his fingers catch on Harry's for a split second, making Harry's heart skip and his mouth go dry. If we win today, I'll take you out for dinner later to celebrate. Harry swallows, looking up at Louie and nodding dumbly. Did Louie just ask him out on a date? Louie grins, biting his bottom lip. Great, he says, taking a slow step back. Now let's go show them what Harry Styles is really made of. Turns out Harry is really made of things that make him shit at football. They still lose. Though not entirely Harry's fault this time. Louie still takes him on a date, though. And that? Well, that feels like the best kind of winning. This was Heart for Effort by Falling Like This on Tumblr and AO3.
Hi, I'm Evie, and today I'll be reading Still Somehow You're Perfect Now by Falling Like This. Some of the tags include high school AU, party, insecurity, boys kissing, and emotional hurt comfort. The summary reads, Harry Styles is captain of the footy team and all-around popular dude bro pal to the entire senior class. He's kind to everyone, from what Louie Tomlinson can tell, and kinder still when he thinks no one is looking. Of course, Louie has been looking. Ever since he transferred schools at the beginning of the year and noticed Harry for the first time, it's been hard to look away. Louie isn't really feeling this party. He's been thinking about leaving when he shows up. Harry Styles, captain of the footy team and all-around popular dude bro pal to the entire senior class. He's kind to everyone from what Louie can tell, and kinder still when he thinks no one is looking. Of course, Louie has been looking. Ever since he transferred schools at the beginning of the year and noticed Harry for the first time, it's been hard to look away. Harry is absolutely gorgeous, and his gentle soul draws Louie in like nothing else can. He'd been lovely to Louie when he tried out for the football team, and he's been a fair and patient captain since Louie made it. They don't really hang out or talk much outside of footy. But not because Harry is disinterested. He always seems to freely give away his time to whoever needs it, and Louie is hesitant to take up what little time he has for himself. Louie sees the way Harry always stays after practice to help out when someone seems to be struggling, whether it's a sports issue or a personal one, and that courtesy doesn't just extend to his teammates. Seeing how much of himself Harry offers to other people just to be kind, just to make them smile, makes Louis's heart clench with fondness every time he notices. "Hey, Harry," Louis greets as Harry's friends drag him further into the crowded house. "Hey, Lou," Harry smiles, stopping to talk to him for a minute despite his friends trying to lead him away again already. "How's it going?" "A lot better now," Louis answers, giving in to the urge that always overtakes him when Harry speaks to him. A little friendly flirting always puts a beautiful sparkle in Harry's eyes, and even if it never leads to anything, Louis lives to see it. Harry's eyes drop to the ground as his smile widens, like as long as Louis can't see that sparkle burst to life, he won't notice how affected Harry is when he meets Louis's gaze a second later. "Yeah, same." "Harry, come on, man," one of his friends calls, and Harry glances at them before turning back to Louis. "Will you be here for a while?" "Yeah, a little while," Louis answers, giving up entirely on the idea of leaving anytime soon. "I'll see you later then?" "Sure." "Great," Harry smiles again. "Have a good time tonight." And then Harry is called away again, and he goes, keeping his friends happy as he slides on the dude bro pal mask that Louis always sees him wear at games and in the hallways at school, anywhere a crowd might be watching. He knows Harry is out at school, and he often wonders if this is what Harry feels like he needs to do in order to be accepted as an openly gay man. He doesn't think Harry needs it to be as universally loved as he is, but he understands him feeling like he might. Louis watches Harry go until he disappears, swallowed up by the crowd, before he turns to grab a drink from the kitchen and find a place to settle down and people watch for a while. He's sitting on a lounger out by the pool when Harry and his friends wander outside. Some of them immediately jump into the pool and join in on a game of volleyball that's going on with a beach ball. But Harry and a few others walk around, stopping to talk next to where Louis is sitting. Harry seems to have checked out of the conversation, watching the game going on in the pool as he tugs on the jersey he's wearing, pulling it away from his stomach. Louis noticed him doing that a few times tonight. "Hey, Tomlinson, settle an argument for us," Niall Horan calls, breaking Louis out of his thoughts. "I think Raina Devlin is the hottest girl in school." "And I think it's Becca Haverford," Josh Devine adds, both of them turning to Louis to see what his opinion will be. Louis notices that Harry is watching him now, too, and the fact that Harry cares about his answer sets off a fluttering in his belly. Louis hasn't explicitly stated to anyone at school that he's gay, but it's not a secret either. So he has no problem giving Josh and Niall a shrug and a devilish smirk as he tells them, "They're not exactly my type, fellas, but they're both lovely girls that are worth more than just their looks, don't you think?" "Ugh, you're no help," Niall groans teasingly, waving away his words. Louis isn't too bothered when Niall and Josh go back to arguing and forget he exists again, because Harry's biting down on a smile that breaks free to take over his whole face when Louis gives him a playful wink. When Niall and Josh move away, Harry stays, and Louis notices him tugging on his jersey again. "Something wrong with your shirt, mate?" Louis asks. Harry seems startled, dropping his hands from his shirt immediately. "What? Why do you ask?" "You keep tugging at it." "Oh, I just, Harry seems embarrassed that Louis brought it up, and Louis feels a little guilty about it, thinking that maybe it's a nervous habit or something, before Harry continues. "I got a tattoo recently, and the fabric is sort of rubbing against it." "Oh, that's cool," Louis enthuses. He's always thought that tattoos looked good on other guys. Seeing what people choose to get inked on them forever is always interesting to him. "Can I see?" Maybe later," Harry says, tugging on his shirt again, hesitantly adding, "And can you maybe not tell anyone else?" "Sure, Curly," Louis shrugs. He's never really been big on gossip anyway, so it's not a hard promise to make. "That's it? You don't want to know why?" Harry watches him steadily, seeming to look for something in his face. Some hint of curiosity or deception, maybe. "Nope, that's it," Louis confirms easily. "It's none of my business unless you want it to be." Harry smiles at him, a soft thing, filled with gratitude and just a hint of that sparkle Louis loves. "We'll see." An hour later, Louis isn't entirely sure how he's ended up in the pool house with six other guys, five of them looking for booze, while Harry scopes out the bed in the center of the main room. Lee watches as he flops down on it on his back, sighing in pleasure at the soft pillow-top mattress beneath him. Whoa! The other guys holler when they find several bottles of liquor under the bar across the room. Grabbing a bunch of them, they quickly disperse to get this party started, seeming to completely forget Harry and Louis as the door slams shut behind them. That looks comfy, Louis says, gingerly taking a step closer to the bed, when Harry makes no move to get up and follow his friends back out to the party. Please. Harry turns his head to grin in his direction, patting the mattress next to him. Join me. Careful how you say that, Styles. You'll get a boy's hopes up, Louis teases, moving to lay down next to Harry as requested. He doesn't get too close, so that Harry knows that he was mostly joking. Okay, maybe not mostly joking. The fluttering that's back in his belly suggests that he's rather serious, but he definitely wants Harry to know that he's not going to act on anything that Harry doesn't explicitly express an interest in. Harry's gaze stays on him even when Louis is settled, watching him carefully before coming to some kind of decision. Hey, he says softly, waiting until Louis turns to look back at him to ask. Do you really want to see my tattoo? Of course, Louis says simply, but for some reason his answer makes Harry swallow nervously, taking a deep breath before he speaks again. Don't laugh, okay? I mean, if it's a cat's arse around your belly button or something, I make no promises, Louis jokes, laughing at the flat look Harry gives him. But otherwise, you have my word. Harry takes another breath, psyching himself up to pulling up his shirt. It takes a moment, but then he does it, revealing a massive butterfly on his torso, delicate and beautiful. Oh, Harry, Louis responds, feeling a little breathless at the sight of it. That is lovely. You don't think it's too feminine? Harry asks, sounding hesitant and unsure. Nah, Louis answers honestly, fighting the urge to reach out and touch. It's obviously old enough not to be wrapped still, but he knows from personal experience that the tenderness can last a while. Men get roses tattooed all the time, hearts for their mums. I think tattoos are what you make of them. Besides, even if it was, I like it. It suits you. Yeah? Yeah. Harry had seemed to like Louis's answer at first, but suddenly his face darkens. Why? Do I seem soft to you? What? Louis asks, wondering where this sudden insecurity is coming from. My father says I'm too soft, Harry explains, pulling his shirt down forcefully. I need to be more manly and less... queer? Louis finishes softly. He's been told that before, too. That he's a little too flamboyant, his wrist too limp. It used to bother him, until he decided that life was too short to care about that shit. Harry just nods without saying anything. It's okay to be soft, you know, feminine, Louis tries to say, but Harry snorts as though he doesn't agree. No, I'm serious, Louis insists, leaning over to slowly lift Harry's shirt just enough to reveal his tattoo again. He reaches out, hand hovering over Harry's skin, until Harry nods his consent to touch. Delicately, he traces his fingertips around the tattoo, careful not to touch anything that might be sensitive. It's okay if you maybe like it. He glances up in time to see Harry shiver under his touch, eyes closing as his body trembles just the slightest bit. When he opens them again, his eyes meet Louis's, and there's a desperation in them that Louis wants to give in to. Harry looks like he's yearning for it too, twisting onto his side so they're face to face, holding themselves up on one elbow. Do you like it? Louis asks in a whisper, a secret just between the two of them. He reaches up with his free hand, brushing a strand of hair out of Harry's eyes and caressing his cheek with light fingertips. Harry leans into the touch, watching Louis's face intently as he nods silently. I thought you might. Is it obvious? Harry asks, voice trembling. Maybe with fear, maybe he's afraid of everyone seeing who he really is when he's been trying so hard to hide it. Or maybe it's excitement at someone seeing through the mask. Maybe he's been waiting for someone to finally see him. If so, Louis is proud to be that someone. No, Louis assures him, not unless you're looking closely. And you've been looking closely, Harry says, not asking, because he has to know. It must be evident that Louis hasn't been able to look away from him the moment he saw him. Do you want me to stop? He asks, pretty sure he knows the answer since Harry's inching closer to him. Please don't. He can feel Harry's breath on his lips. I won't. Louis's eyes shut of their own accord as Harry closes the distance, cupping Louis's cheek in his hand as he kisses him softly. Harry's lips are warm against his, plump and perfect as they open for him, tongue darting out to graze against Louis's. It feels amazing to be kissing him, elevating Louis to a higher plane as their lips make obscene noises while they make out, slow and unhurried. After a while, they start talking between kisses, whispering secrets to each other, making each other laugh. It feels more intimate than any sex Louis has ever had, more precious than any other relationship, and for a moment he gets scared that this is all he gets. One magical night that will be nothing but a memory come morning. Harry, he asks when his fears have kept him quiet for too long. Harry doesn't seem to have noticed, smiling at him contentedly. Yeah? Do you want to... Of course now his mouth runs out of words. I'd really like for us to date, if that's what you're asking, Harry answers decisively, taking the weight off Louis' shoulders and laughing lightly at Louis' relieved sigh. Yeah, that's... I'd like that too, Louis says, leaning in to kiss Harry again in thanks. Of course, he shouldn't be surprised. Helping make things easier on other people is what Harry does. It's part of the reason Louis likes him so much. He does everything heart first. Should probably exchange numbers since we're dating now, Harry says against his lips, sounding rather smug about the idea. Louis feels rather smug about it too, especially when he sees Harry enter him into his contacts with a heart next to his name. They text and chat on the phone all weekend, but chatting isn't enough for either of them, so Louis ends up going to Harry's house on Sunday. He meets Harry's father, who doesn't exactly seem approving, but also doesn't say a word when Louis and Harry close themselves up in Harry's room to make out. You look incredible in that shirt, Louis says, kissing Harry's jaw and then his neck, carefully pulling the collar of the flowery blouse he's wearing out of the way. Thanks, Harry says, sliding his fingers into Louis's hair to keep him where he is, encouraging the left bite he's sucking onto Harry's pulse point. My father hates it. Louis knows a lot of guys would probably bemoan the mention of someone's father when they're making out with them. Make a jokey remark about ruining the atmosphere and just keep going. And that may even be what Harry wants him to do, but Louis can tell that this genuinely bothers Harry, so he stops, pulling back to settle next to him. No, don't stop, Harry whines, looking disgruntled even as Louis puts an arm around him and tucks him comfortably into his side. We're going to talk about my father now, aren't we? You started it, Louis chuckles, hugging Harry to him and kissing his forehead affectionately. This seems like something that's really important to you, babe, and I don't want to brush that off. Harry looks at him with something that may be adoration in his eyes. It bolsters Louis to keep speaking. I know your father's hard on you, and I know I only just met the man, so I can't really make any big judgments besides hating that he makes you feel like the things you do and like are wrong sometimes. But I want you to know that you can talk to me about that. All of it. He plays with Harry's hair as he speaks, not saying a word when Harry looks away, knowing that he must feel pretty vulnerable right now. I also want you to know that all of those things you like, butterflies and flowers and whatever else, they're beautiful and worthy of being liked. I love that you allow yourself to like those things when the world tells us as men that we shouldn't. I think it's brave and wonderful, and I like you so much because of it. Harry does look at him now, a small, hopeful grin on his lips as he listens to Louis speak. I like you so much for everything that you are, Harry. Harry doesn't let Louis say much else, surging forward to kiss him gratefully, reverently. When Louis goes home that night, it's with kiss-swollen lips and a full heart. He thinks, hopes, Harry goes to bed the same way. Monday morning at school, Louis waits for Harry by his locker. When he sees him entering the building, he thinks Harry looks nervous, but the nerves fade away a little when he sees Louis, a smile taking over his face. "Hey," he says softly, leaning in to kiss Louis hello. "I could get used to that," Louis grins, quickly stealing another kiss that gets them catcalls from Niall and Liam as they walk by to meet Josh farther down the hall. Harry laughs slightly at their reaction, but Louis can see that it's shaky. "You okay?" Louis asks, running a hand down Harry's back soothingly. "Yeah, I just..." Harry trails off, looking down at his hands, where Louis notices he's wearing a pretty turquoise nail polish. "Oh, I love that color," Louis says, interlocking their fingers together and bringing their clasped hands to his mouth to kiss the back of Harry's hand. "Looks incredible on you, babe." Harry smiles shyly, but holds Louis's hand tighter. "Thank you." Every day that week, Harry wears something new to school, something he loves, but would have been too afraid to wear before without Louis's encouragement. He gets bolder with each passing day and soaks up the way Louis looks prouder and prouder to be by his side. The thing that makes Louis the proudest, though, is that Harry seems to be starting to understand that it doesn't matter what he wears. It doesn't change who he is. And who he is absolutely perfect. This was Still Somehow You're Perfect Now by Falling Like This on both Tumblr and AO3. I've been Evie, and I wish you a very, very happy birthday, Tabby.
I hope that you've enjoyed this special birthday episode that we recorded. You can find us at anchor.fm/podfig-pals or on Tumblr at podfig-pals.tumblr.com. We hope you have a lovely day, and until next episode.